What we need right now is a redneck Jesus. One who'll come back down, but this time, not to please us.
Wait a minute. Please don't kill yourself. This redneck country song concludes in 5 seconds. 4. 3. 2. Player hater mode activated. Welcome to the Player Hater Podcast. In today's show, we are proud to bring to you another episode of the Podcast Critic. This is where Mr. Player Hater listens to random podcasts. Then he gives you his honest opinion of each podcast being featured. Plus, for the very first time, we will present the Whack-Ass Podcast of the Week. A podcast that is so bad that Mr. Player Hater has to talk about it in a way that is so hateful that it hopefully forces them to stop podcasting. So right now, the first show being featured is entitled The Three Old Guys Podcast. Let's check it out.
So, I could go out tonight.
In this particular instance.
I could go out tonight, Rice, by Nelson's Way of Living. I could go out tonight and find a homeless man and kill him. I could go kill a homeless man because it's not going to affect anybody if I kill a homeless man.
That's right.
He got no family. He's got no job he's going to.
Sure it affected.
Nobody's going to miss him because he's homeless and he lives on his own.
How could that not affect anybody? There's a man dead.
Well, if nobody knows him. If there's a homeless man living out in the woods and nobody knows him, I can go kill him.
His mama knows him.
Not if he's homeless and out in the woods alone. I'm just trying to understand your logic.
Well, I'm telling you, it affects him.
I liked your earlier, comparison.
You're setting up a straw man to knock it down.
I'm telling you, look, there's a real problem.
You're way off base. This don't matter at all.
This is a great example of a real problem we have in the world today with breaking laws and rules and sin. What is a sin? When is a sin a sin?
All the time.
Is it a little bitty lie? My wife says, does this make me look fat?
And you say no.
And I say no. And maybe it really does. Is that a sin?
So you lying about speeding? Is that a sin?
Right. Is that a sin? How bad does something have to be a rule broke? How bad does something have to be for it to be a sin, to be wrong?
Well, I mean, that's a tough question because you're right. We do. Is cussing a sin? Is, lusting a sin?
Murder?
Murder?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's big.
Well, that's definitely a sin, right? I mean, that's what we look on TV and go, murder, murder's a sin. But you guys want to know what the Bible says about that? In the Bible, Jesus says in Matthew, he says, you know what? If you hate somebody, you've committed murder against them.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this shit. Did Billy Ray just say that hate is the same as murder? That hating on somebody is the same as killing somebody in the eyes of redneck Jesus? I mean, that's got to be who they believe in. A Jesus that drives a pickup truck, wears camo, carries a shotgun, and drinks Miller Lite. That's got to be a redneck Jesus belief. Look, if that's the case, then goddamn, I'm a mass murderer. I'm a goddamn serial killer. I'm Charles Manson and Ted Bundy up in this bitch, based on the beliefs of redneck Jesus. What I like about the podcast is the audio quality. These redneck niggas are coming through loud and motherfucking clear. Too loud and too goddamn clear. Now, what I hate about the podcast is the goddamn southern drawl. That shit is straight up annoying and oppressive sounding, really. Anytime I hear southern drawl, the only thing I can think of is a white person who really does not want niggas to be around. Yeah, it's like a motherfucker from New York wearing that shit like a badge of honor. He's proud to be from New York. He's straight up representing. Everywhere he goes, he's got that strong-ass New York accent. And everybody's going to ask him, oh, I noticed an accent. Where are you from? And here's his opportunity to chime in. Oh, yeah, I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? They love that shit because they're straight up representing. And it's the same thing with white folks in that southern drawl. They are proud to be from the South, and they want you to know that I am from the Deep South, and I'm from a time when niggas did not have a voice, and we did not want y'all niggas to be around. That's what I think about every time I hear that southern drawl, and I hate that shit. I hate motherfucking rednecks.
If you smoked during your wedding, you might be a redneck. If people ask to hunt in your front yard, you might be a redneck. If your mother keeps a spit cup on the ironing boards, you might be a redneck. If your two-year-old has more teeth than you do, you might be a redneck.
Up next, we have the Comic Trash Podcast. In this clip, the host is trying to figure out the future and direction of his show.
Hey guys, this is another episode of Comic Trash, the podcast. If you haven't noticed, we've sort of changed the name of it. We were doing it as Trash Talk, and we're still playing around with name ideas, but as of right now, this is the Comic Trash, the podcast, or Comic Trash Podcast. I don't know, we'll figure it out while we keep doing this, but how's it going, guys?
Good, how about you guys?
I'm hanging good. In there.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been on. I know we've been at a few, 2-3 week hiatus, and we kind of jumped around with different formats and stuff like that.
I feel like life got in the way.
Yeah, you know, we've been, I know you guys have been doing some conventions, that's been pretty cool. Yeah, just a lot of busyness, kind of getting ready for the summer, doing some new things on the site, and yeah, so what have you guys been up to?
Well, we went to Atlantic City Boardwalk Con last Friday, and it was amazing, and I really encourage everyone to go if they can next year. I mean, if you love Marvel, you'll love it there. It was fantastic.
Sorry. I'm about to choke. So it was a good time.
Choking,
what'd you guys do? What?
Choking from all the excitement.
Very excited right now. I have my little unicorn.
That's awesome.
Just in case you hadn't noticed or didn't know, today, I'm not giving any constructive criticism. No. Today is all about straight hate. No constructive criticism whatsoever today. Today is all about murdering motherfucking podcasts, okay? All right, just want to make sure you understand that shit. So with that being said, let me talk about what I like about this podcast. What I like about the podcast is the fact that they're trying to make changes to make their shit better. Period. That's the only thing I like. Now, what I hate about this shit is the fact that these niggas been podcasting since January, and they still don't know the name of their shit. They're still changing the name of their shit. They're still trying to figure out what the fuck they gonna talk about. You've been podcasting since January, and you sound like you just met your co-host last week. Y'all motherfuckers don't sound comfortable together whatsoever. It's like, what'd you do this weekend? coughing all in the motherfucking mic? While the chick is talking and just sounding like you really don't want to hear what the fuck she's got to say. Look, I understand we're in a society filled with niggas who just don't care anymore. We're in a society where it's fashionable not to care about shit. I understand. But yo, this is your motherfucking podcast. At least care about the quality of your motherfucking podcast before you release that shit. Don't be coughing into the mic. And don't be sounding disinterested when the chick is answering a question that you ask her. And here's another thing. I understand that anybody can do a podcast, but not everybody should do a podcast. And this is a perfect example of that. If all you want to do is let your friends hear you talk, here's the solution. Let's take it back to the 80s. Make a motherfucking cassette tape. Jump in your car. Drive to your friend's house. Hand it to them. Jump back in your car. Drive back home. And let them listen to your whack-ass shit that way. Do not put your shit on iTunes sounding the way it sounds and release it to the masses and just dirty up the airwaves. We don't need any more garbage podcasts.
Yo, this is Be Honest from the No Nonsense Show. You can find us at nononsenseshow.com. Voicemail 678-636-9116. The No Nonsense Show is 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed. And I'm listening to Mr. Player Hater on the Mr. Player Hater podcast.
Welcome back to the Podcast Critic. It's time now for the Whack-Ass Podcast of the Week. This week's Whack-Ass Podcast is entitled, White Girls Wasted. Here's a clip from their latest episode.
Coming to you from being wasted, this is White Girls Wasted. Ta-da! We are your hosts,
Lindsay
and Allie.
Woo!
Welcome to the show.
You didn't even know it was coming, but like, bam, it's in your face, just like Manco.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was wonderful. Okay, so, let's go on about our business. Drink of the day.
Miss Sangria. But our way.
Yeah, a little ghetto.
We put some Pinot Noir, red wine in there.
We put some liquor, from a flask that I don't remember what's in it, but it smells pretty.
Mine's got UV cherry vodka in it.
It's delicious.
It's super good. Like, I'm a little jealous.
We got some Sprite up in there.
Triple sec.
Ooh. Triple sec. Yes, there's triple sec in it. Very good.
Ice. Oh, there's ice in mine.
Also, I mean, if you don't know how to make sangria, it's pretty much wine that you don't like. Making it taste good. I think you put sugar in yours too, right?
I did put a dash of sugar in mine.
That's right.
Mine tastes like fruit juice for adults.
It's fun and dangerous. Yay! So just so you guys know, we tallied up a poll from last week. Not a lot of you voted, but anyway, the winner is Yes Please to Manscaping.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank God.
If you need a weed whacker to get in there, or a map, or something, it's going on as a jungle exploration, y'all need to get that trimmed.
Just tell them that their dick looks bigger. It does. It looks like 60% bigger. It's like, as soon as you shave that shit off, it's like, whoa, look at that big penis.
Doesn't feel bigger, though, just so we clarify that.
No, doesn't feel bigger. Just looks bigger. It looks more appetizing to your mouth. Wow, I'm drunk.
Appetizing to your mouth. It's like an appetizer.
An appetizer.
Alright, so let me start off by saying this. The reason these bitches were chosen as the Whack-Ass Podcast of the Week, well, it's obvious. They fucking suck. There's nothing cute or sexy about two drunk bitches talking on a podcast. Nothing. The only reason dudes get bitches like you drunk is to fuck you, not to hear you talk. Have you ever been to a club and seen two drunk bitches having fun from across the room? It's like a woohoo, oh my god, I'm so drunk, this is fucking awesome. Nah, bitch, it ain't fucking awesome, it's fucking annoying. Again, if you want to entertain us, invite some dude to come on the show and fuck you in the background as you're getting drunk and talking about whatever the fuck you're talking about. There's nothing entertaining about your shit. I don't want to hear any two drunk white bitches talking about anything on a podcast, ever. What you should do right now is just sell your motherfucking podcast equipment, get your money back, and find another goddamn hobby. Yo shit is whack.
You are listening to the greatest podcaster of all time. The Muhammad Ali of podcasting. The innovator of the underground podcast movement. And a man who doesn't know the meaning of hyperbole.
I'll take famous chitties for 400.
Titles. Famous titles. And the answer is... this movie title is taken from the name of the book, Gone with the Wind. Mr. Connery.
Dolly Parton.
Titles, Mr. Connery, not titties.
Now, let's get back to the one and only Mr. Player Hater and the motherfucking Player Hater podcast.
Yo, my peoples, what's up? So here's what we're gonna do right now. I had a dude whose podcast I critiqued a while back. He hit me up and said he wanted to talk about what I said about him on the Podcast Critic. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then we're going to go ahead and get into it, all right?
What's up, guys? I'm, just a guy. I do a podcast called We're Mine Show. The podcast started basically as just me going on and kind of ranting about my ideals of the world and stuff. And it kind of evolved from there to now it's just like self-development and stuff. Whatever I deem important for people to hear, I just put it on there. So, yeah, that's what I do, man.
Yeah, how long you been doing that?
Dude, the preparation part, I prepared for this podcast before I started putting it out. I would say like 5 months in, yeah, 5 months altogether. Been on the air, like on iTunes and stuff, for like 3 months.
Okay, so when you say you prepared, what did you do? Go to like podcast boot camp? How do you prepare for that?
Well, this I prepared. Just turn on the mic and talk into it. You know, at first, like the podcast was terrible. Absolutely terrible. But you know, doing it, like, I try to do it every day and just kind of put my words down, you know, just record whatever thoughts I had. And when I realized that it was, like, good enough to be put out there for anyone to kind of listen to, I decided that I should upload this stuff. I realized there's two sides to podcasting. One of them is the content, the shit that you're trying to say. And the other side is the way you relate to other people. I was very, very, I don't know, I call that social intelligence. I would be very antagonizing to my listeners. And I realized that if I wanted to put my ideas forth, I had to be a bit more smart about the way I was broadcast. So I had to delete a lot of episodes.
Okay. Oh, well, that's too bad. Because I guess I caught you while you were going through your transition or your metamorphosis. Because when I critiqued your podcast, I noticed that you were reluctant to tell people how you really felt about stuff. Is that as a result of the fact that, like you said, you sort of were a little antagonizing in the beginning, or what?
The previous podcast, like, dude, you're a faggot. Like, I'd be, like, straight up told, if you're marrying some girl, and you're just fucking that, you're a fucking idiot. And I'll just kind of rant and be very aggressive and say stuff like faggot, which people hate. These days, dude, people hate the word faggot. Even people who are not gay just think that's not a nice thing to say. So I was criticized a lot on that. And at first I was like, you know what? Fuck. Who cares, man? This is how I speak. Everybody's responsible for their own emotions. If you want to be a bitch and cry about me saying faggot, then that's your problem, right? But then I realized, man, I'm talking to the people in this world care about that kind of stuff. And I can't just, like, I have two options. One, antagonize my listeners and ruin all the vibe that I'm trying to, all the stuff I'm trying to say, and just ruin the communication by antagonizing them. Or I can be smart about it. Just be like, all right, let's be cool. Let's not say faggot. Everybody hates that. Let's chill. Not say faggot. And just give my messages. Also, I realized, you know, kind of a bad thing to say, you know, if it's certain people, I probably shouldn't say it.
Okay, yeah, but away from the faggot word, okay, yeah, I agree. If faggot, the word faggot offends people and you don't have to say it, then yeah, I agree. Then don't say it. There are other words you can use besides faggot if it's going to be that offensive to your listeners. But did you feel the need to just totally switch, though? Because based on the episodes that I listened to, the portion that I listened to, it sort of seemed like you were reluctant in a lot of ways to be yourself.
What do you mean?
Much like what you just described. You said you sort of changed the way you did stuff. I'm assuming what was naturally you is what you started off doing. Unless that was not really you. I mean, which one is really you? What, the way you are now or the way you came out initially with your podcast?
I think the way that really is me is the first way. Even right now, as you heard my description, right? If you don't be a bitch about it, if I say faggot, you know, chill. It's not a big deal. That is essentially who I am. Very antagonized. I'm a bit, I don't know, I feel aggressive and a bit kind of antagonizing. I guess that's how you could say it. I think that's me. The thing is, though, that is not effective, and I kind of want to change that.
Hey, what's up? It's Reginald from the Black and Jew podcast, and you're listening to the Player Hater podcast. Player Hater podcast. Listening to it right now.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is, and there's nothing wrong with this because we all evolve throughout life, but what I'm hearing is you're sort of going through an evolution right now with your podcast, yeah, with yourself, maybe personally, where you're conflicted as far as what direction you want to go in. Do you want to be that aggressive dude that offends people, or do you want to be the peaceful dude who sort of just goes along to get along, more or less? It seems like you're sort of conflicted, not knowing which direction to go in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's... You're basically right, yeah. I don't know. I don't exactly know. I think the best thing for me to do is kind of be more peaceful and share my messages. You know, this is the problem, man. If this world, if everybody had a thick skin, didn't give a fuck, and was just kind of cool with everything, then it'd be nice if everybody had the 100% honesty with them and just be able to say whatever the fuck. The problem is that many people don't have that about, like, they're not they're not looking at the world to what they actually believe. They're kind of just, is this the right thing to do based on what society says? Society says saying faggot is bad. And what if somebody that's like gay feels bad about this? Or maybe like he shouldn't say it, so he's a bad guy. Nobody's really thinking critically, I think. Most people are not. So as a broadcaster, I think the smart thing to do is to, what you're trying to do with a podcast is just express yourself, then who cares? Just be a dick and who cares, right? But if what you're trying to do is kind of share a message that you think is important for people to hear and you maybe trying to give some good content, and the podcast is all about the content, not about just you expressing yourself, then I think it's better to just communicate in a way that people can relate to you better without, you know, antagonizing them or saying stuff that would get in the way of communication, such as being like saying faggot or being too aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Now let me ask you this, because you tossed around the word faggot a lot. Do you have like issues with gay dudes, or is the word faggot just something culturally that you use a lot?
Yeah, it's just like a thing that I don't have any problems with gay people. I have some gay friends, and gay people are cool. Some faggot is just, as I said, a cultural thing that I would always use. Like if somebody sucks, instead of saying "Hey, dude, you suck," I'd be like, "Hey, bro, you're fag."
Okay. Hey, so let me ask you this. I'm just curious. Did you listen to my episode where I critiqued your podcast? And if you did, what did you think about what I said?
I thought you were absolutely right on your advice, on what you said about my podcast. It's not about me specifically. But anyway, what you said was, I was giving an advice, right? I was like, I said something about, yeah, I have something to tell you guys, but actually, you know what, this is not a popular thing, and if I say this, you're all going to hate me, so I'm just not going to say it, and just for the purposes, so that you can listen to this podcast without fucking hating me, so you can listen to my content, right? Now, what you said to me was, hey, dude, you're an insecure piece of shit, all you care is about having friends, you're trying to make people like you by lying to them, which is a very bitch thing to do. And I 100% agree with that. This is what I disagree with. I don't give a fuck about making friends, you know? I care about sharing the content. So, I mean, you know, I don't give a fuck about these people. This is just kind of a hobby. So I'm not insecure in that way that I want people to like me. I want to make friends. Oh, please like me. Nah. What I do want to do though is share the content. So a person that would do that to gain friendships is a very bitch, and you said that they're very bitch, so I agree with you. Am I that type of person? I don't think so, to be honest. But yeah, dude, I listened to that review, and I was like, this guy's cool. You know, he's not afraid to talk some shit, because he says what he thinks, and I appreciate that. I like your podcast, and I like your attitude as a person. You're a person that I would listen to. There's a lot of people that I like just because they're funny in the podcast world, but a lot of their characters are not, you know, strong characters that I would actually learn anything from. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people can learn shit from you just because you have that fucking confidence about yourself.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I appreciate that. And yeah, I've come across lots of folks who benefited from things that I've said over the years. And, you know, I mean, that's not my intent, but you can't control the way people interpret or choose to use the information I've put out there. So when I hear that, I'm very appreciative, because I'm just doing what I do, and it's good to know that people actually gain something from it. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, bro, that's good.
Well, that concludes this week's episode of the Player Hater Podcast. You can download this podcast plus other Player Hater podcasts on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. You can follow on Twitter. And also leave your voicemail at 646-755-9844. So, until next time, remember to tell 100 people about the show, and always remember to keep your motherfucking hate up.